Hello there. My name is Bob Turner, and I'm a second grade teacher. I've just learned a key strategy for my classroom from this seminar. Now, when I have a child who's always wiggling in his chair and disrupting others around him, I'll make sure I give him movement or sensory breaks during the day rather than taking away his recess. I especially like the information about whether occupational therapy is effective for treating SPD. Hey, David, good to see you. George, I haven't seen you since the meeting at the SPD Foundation Symposium last year. Yes, speaking of the SPD Foundation, Dr. Lucy Jane Miller is about to give a seminar introducing sensory processing disorder. Oh, right, I wanted to see that too. So, let's catch up. I really want to make it over to that seminar. I think everyone, no matter what you already know about sensory processing disorder, will learn something. Dr. Lucy Jane Miller is presenting, and she's the most renowned researcher and advocate for SPD. Alyssa, do you realize that for so many children, their anxiety issues actually stem from being sensory over-responsive? I have to watch over Ethan constantly because he doesn't seem to feel pain when he hurts himself. I wonder if this session on sensory under-responsivity will help me understand him better. She does seem to fit the pattern. It's unusual for a 6-year-old little girl to require a child-proofed house. It's like nothing satisfies her. She's always running around the house bouncing off the walls. Oh, hello there. I'm waiting to meet my friend and colleague, Carol Kranowitz. She wrote The Out of Sync Child. You know, Carol has contributed so much to SPD education